It will be well after the federal election before we'll know whether a Chinese-Australian consortium will be the new owner of Australia's largest landholder, the Kidman Pastoral Group. The federal treasurer, Scott Morrison's, announced an 8-week review of the controversial deal following Kidman's decision to name the Chinese-owned Dakang Australia as the preferred buyer for most of its iconic cattle station holdings. Dakang's teamed up with the ASX-listed Australian Rural Capital, ARC, which will hold a 20% stake in Kidman if the deal goes ahead. But one Australian company that's attempting to crowdfund a rival bid for Kidman maintains it's still in with a chance. Arthur Naumides is founder and chief executive of Domacom, the Australian property crowdfunder behind the bid. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Geraldine.
How much money have you raised so far, Mr. Naumides, and from how many investors?
It's just under 4,800 investors have pledged over $70 million. Most of this was done in the December, January and early February stage. We paused our raising then just so that we could find a partner to buy the business with us.
Right. And you, I have read that you've said you've got big pledges likely to come from higher net worth individuals. I've read another $100 million. Is that right?
Well, that's what we're after for the property component. We value the combined $370 million deal in terms of about $170 million for the property and about $200 million for the operating business. And we believe we can get the other $100 million. I mean, we're a fair way through the property transaction size. And I'm pleased to say we've got a group that's looking to partner with us to buy the operating business using what's called an ASX backdoor listing.
Yes, now I'm going to come back to that in just a second. So these investors who've pledged the $70 million, who are they by and large?
They're everyone. They're people from the country, people from the city, people putting $2,500, which is the minimum, right through to people pledging $1 and $2 million. So it's people with advisors, people without advisors. It's Australia.
Yes, it's... I mean, that's $70 million. I have to say to you, that's still a long way from the $370 million the preferred bidder has dumped up.
Well, it is, but you've got to remember the process is we are property crowdfunders, so we buy the property. We've paused our campaign for the last several months whilst we try to find someone to buy the business. And so we're very close to getting an agreement with the group, in which case then we're going to turbocharge our marketing campaign. And I think we're in with a chance. Now, this timing has worked out well for us because we've got another, 8 weeks, 9 weeks.
So thank goodness for an early election.
It's really done us a good job. And at the end, we can outbid them. Just to give you an idea, you know, we have $130 billion sitting in self-managed superannuation in cash, earning 2% or less. We don't need much of that to come in and buy this asset. And I'm not talking from a charity perspective. This is a proper investment opportunity, either from the land and you'll get rent, or from the operating business, in which case you'll get profit.
Yeah. Now let's just talk about that. So the operating business, you've got someone interested in taking that. So that goes away from Domacom altogether, does it?
Yes. Because our job is to be the landlord, effectively, on behalf of all the property investors. And our model will enable us, in fact, that's what we've decided to do this week, is that for any agricultural property purchased through our fund, we'll ensure that whoever is the operating tenant complies with two additional conditions. First is complies with Australian tax rules, and second is sell their product at a commercial arm's length price. That means they can't profit shift. That's my concern with, not just Chinese, it could be Canadian, it could be anyone else. If they're buying it to sell to a wholesale, you know, subsidiary of theirs in China, for example, that means it'll cease becoming a product, a productive asset of Australia forever.
So, I mean,
make no profit.
So what is your attitude to foreign ownership of Australian agricultural land?
I think the people are confusing the two issues. It doesn't matter about the ownership so much as that it's run as a commercial enterprise in this country. Because if it's run as a commercial enterprise in this country and the profit is made in this country, then the tax is paid in this country. You've got to see is that why are these people buying it? They want to buy it because they want to vertically integrate it into their business overseas. They want to guarantee their supply. So they'll sell to themselves. And at what price? They'll sell at a wholesale price. That's really the real issue, because at the end of the day, it's like, you know, when you're borrowing money for your mortgage, most of that's coming from overseas, but it doesn't matter because the productive transaction is occurring here.
But see, why, for instance, would you not team up with this Australian Rural Properties, ARC, which is teaming up with Dakang, the Chinese group? I mean, you could throw your hand in with them, couldn't you?
Well, we could, but the reality, when you look at ARC, they're just an ASIC shell. So they've got 5 million market cap, they've got $600,000, you know, cash or $800,000 value, whatever it is, enterprise value. So basically, that's all we're doing. We're picking another ASIC shell. And the reason why we're not picking ARC is that ARC have done a deal with the Chinese. So I'm pretty sure they'll be excluded from doing a deal with us. But we don't need to. There's actually dozens of ASIC shells. So the group that we're in have control of another one.
Now, you saw, I suppose, in the press this week that the Chinese, a man in charge of the Chinese deal who goes under the name Henry Hong, has said he's actually been watching House of Cards to follow the twists and turns of this debate, which is really rather amusing. The mums and dads who've put up, say, 2,500, like, should they be getting involved in something like this?
Yeah, why not? It's their 2,500 will still earn, you know, rent, the equivalent rent of that proportion. So it's a proper investment. It's like saying, you know.
And what a yield are you offering them?
What we're looking at the moment looks to be about 4.5% sort of rent, gross rent, that we think that the land can sustain. And so, yes, which is in line with what you get with resi. You know, in the major cities. So it's an asset class. So you should have some of your portfolio in agricultural assets. And at the same time, you're achieving a social good, because that's what we're finding. These people, they're not silly that the 4,800 that have been pledged with Donacom, they will get an investment return. But at the same time, they're achieving a socially responsible outcome. They are concerned about what Australia they leave for their children and grandchildren. Mm. At the same time, they need to make money.
Yes, I noticed that Greg Campbell, the Kidman man, says that they've been returning 7.6% pre-tax over the last 28 years. So it's interesting to see what they offer. Look, I'll watch with interest. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Geraldine.
That's Arthur Namidis, who is the founder and chief executive of Domacom, an Australian property crowdfunder vying to buy at least part of the Kidman Group.